Support for WIPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As our collective holiday season reaches its climax, it's a great time to consider a few of the traditions that make it so enjoyable. In our Jewish community, this is the time of year when a tasty annual practice comes to the fore, the baking of Jewish holiday cookies. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, our Jewish friends, have some very nice things in store.
Oh, yes, they do. For instance, an old Hanukkah standby is sufganiyat, which it's just so good they basically eat it year-round. But we're talking about a jelly-filled donut cooked in oil, and if you're an adept baker of bread, you'll find this recipe a snap. It's a yeasty bread dough which rises several times. You cut it into rounds. You let them rise again. You fry them in oil. And after you've sort of let them drain and cool down, you'll get a pastry bag. You'll fill them with jelly, dust them with powdered sugar, and they're delicious.
Oh, my God, yeah. I shouldn't eat more than two. That's all I can say. Well, now, one cookie that I've munched on many times is rugelach. And what can you tell us about that?
It's like a crescent-shaped pastry or like a short rolled pastry. It has its origins in Middle Europe. It's probably quite ancient. We're talking about it's a rolled up cookie with a sweet filling. Classically, the dough actually does have some sour cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to make the crescent shape, you'd basically roll it out into a disc and cut triangles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you can cinnamon, walnuts, there's a variety, raisins, poppy seeds, et cetera, just roll them up into almost like a mini crescent and bake them for 20 minutes at 350, and they're delicious.
Well, I get them whenever I can. Now, one Jewish cookie that closely resembles an Italian specialty is Mandelbrot.
Yes, that's definitely a holiday staple. and people can be pardoned to thinking it has an uncanny resemblance to biscotti, right? Chances are both cookies have an ancient common ancestor and drifted apart back in some time ago. This is a sweet dough. It's shaped into a loaf. The loaf is baked, and then it's cut sort of on a bias into these very familiar small little slabs of cookie that are baked again.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Mandelbrot dough is moister, it stays a little softer in the middle than biscotti. And the mandel part name is Yiddish for almond.
Almond
ingredient,
bread.
Also common to biscotti. Mm-hmm. So to achieve variety, any number of ingredients can be added, dry fruit, almonds, cinnamon, etc. But they're just delicious.
And they're just made for dunking.
Yes, and purists argue they should be dipped only in tea, right?
Yeah.
But we think we should drink whatever your heart desires.
Yeah, a nice hot cup of coffee works just fine.
Right.
Now, growing up in a Christian household, we made sugar cookies for Christmas, but this is something you'll also find in a Jewish household.
Oh, for sure. Exactly the same idea. Use an easy-to-make dough that's rolled out quite thin, cut into shapes. You know, Christians go for Christmas trees, angels, and stars. Jewish people go for the Star of David, menorahs, dreidels. I went online and was delighted to see the Hanukkah-themed cookie cutters are easy to find.
Yeah, they are. Now, Christmas sugar cookies usually have some sort of sprinkles on top of them. Hanukkah sugar cookies are at their best when they're iced.
Yes, like a blue and white royal icing.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for these types of cookies in a piping bag. You can do all sorts of things.
Well, we're going to put these ideas on the website so you can try it at home. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Baltimore Public Media.